This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
I believe in societal norms.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing. Don't scream at me on the show.
Don't defend him.
It was horrifying.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's Andrew Gundling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
That's right. Andrew Gundling in for Peter Rosenberg hosting ENN tonight. But if you were tuning in hoping to hear Peter Rosenberg, you are in luck because he is here as well.
And we Hi.
Will, yeah, there
hey.
He is.
How you doing?
Well, we'll start with that by saying hello first to, how about Michael Kay?
Okay.
I love blue.
All right.
Sure.
And a hello to Don.
I was looking forward to spending the next couple of months in that guy's lung.
I knew the second it came out. It's just, it's a sentence that is going to lose context forever. And it is beautiful what happened.
Let's say hello to Don again.
Washington's going to be in San Francisco over the weekend against the first place Dodgers.
That's tough. That is borderline.
Yeah. I had a bunch of them today. You know, Jeff O'Neill.
Yeah, we got that one too, I'm sure.
You know what? Let's make it a hat trick. One more Don.
The snorting cocaine off a hooker's forehead might make a drop.
I don't know what to do with that one.
Really? Did I go too far?
I think you could still use it. It may not be an everyday drop, but I think it's still usable.
It didn't get dumped, but I don't know that it needs to live on.
I've dropped acid.
It was funny, but I don't know.
What was that?
I think I was mocking something.
And hello to Peter, too.
Oh, no. What?
Utter confusion.
I was struggling with Patrick Waugh at the time.
As
Dick from Manhattan said,
Roy.
Patrick
Waugh. Roy, yeah.
There was, but that did, I can't kill him for that because that was out there for a while.
You know what that was called? Americans refusing to understand that that's not how French works. I did it sometimes. Patrick Waugh. No, it's Patrick Waugh. Waugh.
Let's see. Peter's going to be giving away WWE SmackDown tickets within the next 10 to 15 minutes. So if you're looking for that and you want that, don't go anywhere because it's coming up before this ENN ends.
Right.
Let's see. We start ENN, with some breaking news that literally just appeared in my email. Mets Pirates officially postponed for tonight.
Oh, my God.
Teams to play a single admission doubleheader
there
this
we go.
Saturday. July
that's
10th
better.
At 4:10 p.m.
How's that, Don?
See, you know what? That's what happens. That's why radio still is important. It's still that meeting place, that town hall, where people can maybe make a difference, where they can call in, they can voice their displeasure, and maybe your voice can be heard.
Maybe it's just coincidence,
but it's possible, Peter, that us killing them yesterday, maybe they woke up and realized you can't get away with this anymore.
Original parking receipts for the Thursday, July 8th game, which is today, will be honored for any Mets game during the remainder of the 2021 regular season.
Wow. Oh, they listened yesterday. They listened.
There you go.
They know.
So, Don, you made a difference.
That's you, Don. I'll give you all the credit.
It's not just me. I mean, we weren't the only people killing them. But I think all the shows and social media, people voice their displeasure. This is how it's supposed to work in this country.
Yeah, the weather, I just looked outside. I don't think it's raining here in Manhattan right now, but it sounds like it's... If Michael were here right now, do you know what he'd be saying about the weather? He has a classic line that he uses often in these situations. He'd say they're pairing up animals right now.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. They're pairing up animals. And I'm glad that you use the weather. Like there's weather. Because I used to do that, and remember Mike Lupica killed me. There's always weather, Don.
He's not wrong. Even when it's 75 and sunny, that is still technically weather.
But then it's not a conversation piece in the negative. When you're saying that there's a weather, you know, that means that implies that there's an issue.
Right.
I really enjoyed that impression of Lupica.
I don't know if I could do it again.
I don't know.
Made him sound like an old newsman.
Well, that's Mike Lupica.
That is kind of his style.
You know that Daily News, that famous Daily News with the woman being executed in the electric chair? Lupica's got an article in that paper.
Steve Cohen had tweeted earlier today, I won't be available to make the weather call tonight. Anybody want to take my place? What could possibly go wrong? Ultimately, that then prompted local DJ and music producer Peter Rosenberg to snarkily respond with, hey, Steve Cohen, the joking around this subject isn't playing well. Maybe sit out the next couple plays, bud.
Bud?
Well,
oh, Bud
calling
really
me a music
obnoxious.
Producer. Thank you.
I love what you did there. But, and you know what? And yeah. Again, he was being that guy, and then what ends up happening several hours later? His players can't get to the ballpark because it's pouring rain. See? And you know what? He doesn't care. He doesn't get it. Listen, own the Mets. Love the fact that he owns the Mets, but that doesn't mean that I defend this behavior.
Hey, you guys. Know,
get off Twitter now.
Guys, can you imagine? If I worked for The Fan, that tweet to Stephen Cohen would be the back page of the paper tomorrow. Instead, instead there's something about, you know, Steve Summers buys Mucilix. that's going to be the front page tomorrow.
Mucilix? What's Mucilix?
I think it's like Metamucil.
Okay. Because I know Mucinex. I've been taking that because of my...
Well, then maybe that's what I meant.
You, you probably combined two products.
Probably that, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. What?
Yeah, utter confusion. No Met game tonight, and the Yankees will not be playing tonight because they're playing, as we speak, they're trailing the Mariners right now in the bottom of the seventh. It's 3-0 Seattle. Yankees being one hit currently. Oof. By Logan Gilbert.
Oh, I'm a big Gilbert guy.
7 innings, one hit, no runs, yeah. 8 strikeouts.
It's one
no
of those
walks.
Kind of typical, we just won 3 in a row, it's getaway day. They're going to Houston. I'm sure they're not looking forward to that because that dreaded flight to Texas that always seems to be the longest 4 hours in the world, Peter. I don't know what it is about going to Houston or Dallas. It's got to be the same going Seattle to Houston or Dallas, right? It's just that it's a long flight. They played them. So I'm not giving the Yankees a pass per se, but it just had that typical feel of, we're probably not going to win today.
Yeah. Speaking of Houston, so we've talked a lot about Jacob DeGrom skipping the All-Star game. He is not alone. A couple Houston Astros have decided to sit this one out
I'm glad you brought that up.
So there's not going to...
He is not alone.
There will be no Carlos Correa. Or Jose Altuve. Altuve's reason, he said, I need those 4 days to get everything with my leg right and be really healthy for the second half because I feel like the team needs me 100%. Sure. As for Correa, his wife is pregnant. He's choosing to spend this time with her. Here he is talking a little bit more about that decision.
It's a tough decision, man. Like I said, you know, people voted for me to be in it. People want to see me play in it. But, you know, we've been trying now for a long time to have our first child, and now that it's finally... there in her belly, I wanna be able to spend those days with her and get to go through the whole experience, go to the doctor's appointment, see the baby, and the sonograms and everything. So, you know, I really want to enjoy that part.
Just want to make sure everything's okay, health-wise.
Everything is great. Everything is great. Thank you for asking. Everything's good.
Now, obviously, Val, I don't know what's up with Altuve. Maybe just the wires he used to get the pitches got tangled up in his scrotum. I don't know. But
wow,
the Correa thing, that's a valid reason. But you wonder with these Astros, how do they feel about being in the clubhouse with all the people that they stole, money and titles from?
I thought about that, too. In fact, that was the first thing that struck me when I saw the story.
Well, and there are two other Astros going who were not a part of it. So the only Astros skipping are the ones who were part of the cheating. And right. By the way, Don. He brought up his wife being pregnant. He brought up that they worked for a long time to have kids. So in other words, there's no room to say anything at all.
Right.
However, because I am me, we all know from anyone who's either had children or had loved ones who have had children, depending on where she is in this pregnancy, this may be just the perfect excuse.
Well, see, that I was going to say.
She could be cruising along at 5 months, doesn't have any appointments lined up, and in fact would rather you not even be around.
Right. But you've come up with something that you can't argue.
It's untouchable.
Like an absolute cad if you were to say, I can't believe that. It's an all-star
right,
game.
Exactly.
But if you find out she's 3 months pregnant, not sure you're worried about sonogram appointments.
The way he made it sound was like as if everything involving the pregnancy waited for the 4 days when he'll be home.
It's going to be a jam-packed schedule.
Yeah.
The appointments. It's all lining right up.
But that's what's happening today is that just make the excuse something that makes you kind of untouchable.
I'll take it. It's a good one.
I don't know. Maybe Altuve's really hurt. Or maybe he just doesn't want to go. Like, that one seems a little bit where I can maybe criticize it a little bit more. I'm sure everybody's banged up going through something. You think everybody at the All-Star game is 100% healthy? Again, nobody's asking you to go out there and you know, drag a semi through a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
You know, you're going there and you're hanging out and playing a baseball game. So you play three innings and hopefully the ball doesn't get hit to you and you go back to the dugout.
Right. It's not really a grueling experience. Let's see, guys. NBA Finals resume tonight. Game 2, Bucks Suns in the Valley, which is Phoenix. 9 o'clock tonight. You can watch it on ABC and, of course, hear it right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Suns have a 1-0 lead. A lot riding on this one for Milwaukee, obviously. Teams that go up 2-0 in the finals have a record of 31-4. The Cavs came back in 2016. The Heat did it in 06. Blazers in 77. Celtics in 1969. Right. So if Milwaukee loses tonight, certainly history is against them, obviously.
How about this?
Yeah.
Winner of tonight's game wins the series.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not going to go there.
Well, I'm going to go there. What do I got to lose?
Nothing.
All right. But there's logic. I'm not just being hot take Harry here. You know, you just gave the stat going down 2-0, and then I could throw out how good they've been in Milwaukee. So if they can bounce back and win, that means, you know, Giannis is better and healthier, and then they go back. They got two games in Milwaukee. They could be going up 3-1.
It's not so crazy.
Listen, it sounds crazy, but I'm going to go with that. Winner of tonight's game wins the series.
Here's Richard Jefferson. He was on KJZ earlier today talking about what makes the Suns so tough.
The Phoenix Suns are a very crafty team. They're a team that's going to get to the free throw line. Chris Paul, he does a great job. The minute you're in the bonus, that's when he starts drawing fouls. That's when he starts, you know, flopping around a little bit. But that's why they're such an efficient team from the free throw line, because when they get there, they make them. So I think it's more of just calming down, getting into your system. If everybody overreacts about game one, do I still think the Phoenix Suns are going to win this series? Yes, but I think this series is far from over.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. This is actually a big NBA day in history. On this day 11 years ago, either of you know what happened?
On this day 11 years ago. So we're talking July 8th, 2010?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That would be the decision.
What's your decision?
In this fall, man, it's very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Yep.
Yo, the stop that the little ad he does, though, this is very tough, is hilarious. It's like he literally planned it. He's like, you know what? Let me just throw this in here.
See, I actually believe, I don't know, maybe I'm really naive. I kind of took that as a sign that he was really nervous as he was saying it, that he was like actually genuinely nervous in that moment.
The thing I want.
Let me hear it again. Let me hear it again.
All right, here it is.
What's your decision?
In this fall, man, it's very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and go to Miami.
What'd you say?
With all due respect, you're a fool.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not saying the whole. I'm not saying the process wasn't tough. I'm saying in that moment, though, I think he's adding to the theatric. That thing is still so weird that even happened.
That he changed teams, or that he held a press
conference. The level of the event, it's almost in retrospect, based on the personalities and like what they were like as people. It's almost like a Kobe like thing that he did, and I don't mean modern day recent Kobe, you know, beloved by everyone, you know, that Kobe, obnoxious Kobe. It kind of has that more.
It's interesting because so LeBron, he takes a lot of heat, obviously, for no pun intended, for having that whole event with Jim Gray and really destroying the people of Cleveland and kind of New York as well.
Well, I gotta find out if he's ever on center stage. He had to be trolling the Knicks by having it in Greenwich. He had to. It was right by their practice facility.
It just seems very out of character.
Right.
Why would he do that? What did he have against the Knicks? How did they?
Of all the places to have it, it's right there. Because I'm telling you, I'll never forget. I know where I was when it was announced where it was going to be.
I know where I was. I was in the studio.
And Brandon Tierney was there, and when he heard it was going to be in the Greenwich Boys and Girls Club, his face like drained of all color, and he said, "He's coming to the Knicks. Oh my God, he's coming to the Knicks." So Brandon's a huge Knicks fan. I'm sure all Knicks fans thought the same thing of all the places.
Can I?
He could have had it. He had it right by their practice facility.
Andrew, can I tell me if you're with me on this though? We've heard this a lot from Michael and Don. You guys act as if he had it in like a Brooklyn Boys and Girls Club. I know it's near their practice facility, but like it wasn't like he had it at the Hotel Pennsylvania across the street from the Garden.
But
I don't see it as much of a troll as you guys do.
But why? He's from Akron. He played in Cleveland. He's going to Miami. Like, it's not like a neutral site. Like, why would it be, of all places, there?
Could it have been a... I don't know.
At least if it was in Manhattan, you could say, well, that's a convenient place. That's where a lot of the media is.
But if he was going to troll them, wouldn't it have made more sense to do it in Manhattan?
Because I also think he's an exceptionally intelligent person where it's a troll, but it's not so obvious that it's a troll. Because not everybody knows that the practice facility is there, that it's right by the Westchester Airport where they fly out. Only people on the inside would know. And so only the people that cover the Knicks and that are Knicks fans – like in the industry would know that, but it's enough to get the speculation going on the local radio and the newspapers that it's right by the Knicks practice facility. So it's not so blatant that it's across the street from the Garden where everybody knows that it's a troll, but it's enough for it to be a troll. I think it's brilliant, and I think that's what the logic was.
So there are stories about this. I'm just doing kind of a quick scan of the internet, and there's a story that Deadspin had about why it was there. I haven't read the whole thing, obviously, because I only just pulled it up. But part of it, they say, is that Carmelo Anthony was having his wedding July 10th in the New York area, so LeBron was going to be here for that. Also, an associate of LeBron's, this guy Mark Dowley, I guess who was the one that let the Boys and Girls Club there in Greenwich know that this was happening. He lives in Greenwich. So maybe that played a role in it being there. So I do think that, I don't know, I'd have to read through more of this. I'm sure there's more, but I just feel like it's out of LeBron's character to go out of his way to do that. I don't know. It just seems odd.
I think it's right in the wheel. The point is, he's got a private jet. He could have had it in Guam and be anywhere that he needed to be. All right. So forget what was convenient or he knew somebody. He could have had it anywhere in the world. But LeBron's known to troll but not want to be known as a troller. It's the perfect place because, yeah, the people like me can accuse him, but there's enough there. Well, like Peter said, it wasn't at the Hotel Pennsylvania across the street. It wasn't someplace in Brooklyn. It's enough of a troll to get to troll it, but not be accused of the troll. It's actually brilliant. I'm complimenting.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Let's see. Before we close out, Peter, you have some WWE tickets to give away.
Oh, you know what? We should go ahead and do this right now. Caller 5. How about that? Caller 5 right now, if you want to enjoy a beautiful night at Madison Square Garden, September 10th, SmackDown is back. And if you want to be in the building with your whole family, a 4-pack, call us at 888-987-3776. That's 1-888-987-3776. Caller 5 right now. You'll see Roman Reigns, Edge, Bianca Belair, and so many more. SmackDown at the Garden, September 10th. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. All from your home for the hookup, 98.7 ESPN.
So there you go. Before we end ENN, Tampa Bay Lightning, back-to-back champions. We deserve to pay homage to that. Here's what Dave Mishkin's call sounded like last night.
13 seconds left. Coleman looking to grab it. Dano trying to center it. Knocking it away. Yadigord. He clears it. He clears it. I don't think this is going to be an icing. No. 3 seconds left. Petro, a final shot. The Lightning have done it. They have done it.
They have gone
back to back for the second year in a row.
Wow.
They have won the Stanley Cup.
Congrats to them. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday night. Drive safe, everybody.
Oh, Peter, if you think Dave jumps calls, steps on calls, you have not heard Phil Esposito.
But that's Phil Esposito. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? It's an excellent point. Peter, tomorrow at 2?
All right.
It's a date.
Okay.
We'll recap Yankees Mariners. We'll talk about the rain, what Steve Cohen tweeted during the course of the overnight, how he insulted Met fans, and recap
NBA Finals game two
of the NBA Finals. Back again tomorrow at 2. It is going to be Dan Grasso and Willie Colon coming up next, filling in for Chris Carlin right here on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.